would like to see us have a consistent game where we show improvement and put ourselves in a position to be ready for the playoffs. That's really what we're looking for. It's just we've had flashes of it offensively. There's been times where we've looked great. There's times when we've really hurt ourselves, haven't had the consistency that we need, whether it's the turnovers or the penalties or just across the board. So really a consistent, consistent, complete game would be great for us to see this Sunday.
Whether it's this Sunday or the first round of the playoffs, obviously you've seen this happen before with Eli. How confident are you that it can sort of materialize right away, you know, kind of just snap and turn and suddenly the offense clicks?
Well, you know, you look at those instances this season where we've shown that progress, we've shown that type of improvement. Certainly, you talk about a guy like Eli, I mean, he's been there before and has the ability to play well, play at a high level when games are on the line, when you talk about the playoffs. And so we're working real hard, had a really good practice today, and I feel confident about, you know, what we need to do, what our focus is as far as this Sunday, first and foremost with that, and then obviously when we find out who we're playing, we'll move on from there.
Can there be too much dependency on Eli to say, you know, he's done this before, he's going to carry us again?
Well, I think it is all about all 11 guys, and it's hard for Eli, even if he's playing lights-out football, if there aren't other members of the offense that are doing their job, whether it's the protection or the route execution or the running backs. And in the same sense, you don't want to sit there and say, hey, those guys, it's not about the quarterback. I mean, the guy touches the ball every play. There's a reason why those guys tend to get a lot of the criticism as well as a lot of the praise when things go well. And so I think it's just a matter of the unit collectively just having the precision, having the detail, eliminating the mental mistakes, the turnover certainly. And I think that will make everybody better. We'll raise his game, and then he can help raise everybody else's game as well.
What did you take away from that Eagles game offensively?
I think when you look at that Eagles game, obviously it was a while ago, and in terms of the outcome, certainly not what we wanted. I think there were some things we did from a run game standpoint, which was improvement, and there were some things that we liked that we saw. There's some things that we didn't like that we saw from the run game in terms of some long runs that could have been even longer if we do a better job finishing on the perimeter. I think any time you're in a game like that where the situation is one in which you have essentially 3 2-minute drives and you have, I think, some 20-some plus, 22, I think, third down plays, it's an awful lot of drop back passing, which is tough against anybody, let alone that front four. And so I think it comes down to we identify those areas that, you know, have come into play at times in the past that can shoot ourselves in the foot, so to speak, in terms of the turnovers, in terms of not finishing some of those mistakes. But I think collectively, despite all of that, you know, for us to be in that position to still win the game at the end, I think just shows that the guys have some grit, have some resolve, but we just have to make sure we have the consistency that we need through the first three quarters so we're in a better position.
Are you a believer?
Have you changed any of your belief, not belief, but the way you view the offense? I mean, the offense pretty much all year has been a team that scores about 20 points a game, a little bit more, a little bit less. And have you kind of looked at it and said, okay, we're not going to be maybe what we thought we were, but we can be a winning offense if we just do these things?
No, not at all. I mean, and hopefully I understand your question in terms of has the expectation maybe been lowered, or we're saying
guys, or changed.
Has an expectation changed because of either personnel or because of scheme or because of whatever, A, B, C, or D? In all honesty, we take a look and we sit there and you turn on the tape, and there have been so many instances where we've been our own worst enemy. And some of the reasons we're not having those points that we want to have is because we're turning it over or because we have that penalty at the absolute wrong time that sets us back. And, you know, you have those flashes like we've all seen, you guys have all seen and talked about and tweeted about and all those other things in terms of taking an opening drive down and scoring, having a game where there's no turnovers. But then you have these other instances. So I think we just focus more on those positives, knowing that, you know, the potential is there. And it's not a matter of getting frustrated or throwing our hands up. It's just a matter of working harder, having more of a resolve to say, you know what, you know, we worked hard. We didn't. You know, we didn't win the lottery or you know, eat all the Cracker Jacks to get our prize to get in the playoffs. We earned our spot, and so now we got to, you know, take it to that next level. And it starts with us having a great game down here in Washington and focus on being at our best and improving and going down there to win.
Mike, if you look at the last couple of games, Paul Perkins seems to be slowly gaining confidence and in yards. I mean, is he deserving more carries at this point? Or?
Well, we have three backs, as you well know, and each of them brings something to the table. He certainly showed an ability. I think if you look at one thing that would jump out from last week, ability to make some guys miss, whether it's being able to have a move or be evasive, elude the tackle, or to break some arm tackles. And so that's good. Continues to show improvement in his pass protection, both awareness and knowledge of who to block and technique. And Rashad has shown some ability to break some tackles, and he's, you know, pass protection has that awareness. And, of course, Bobby Rainey comes in those two-minute situations and on third down. So each of them brings something to the table. We're going to need all three, and we'll continue to use all three guys moving forward.
Mike, are you a believer in regular season Eli being different than playoff Eli?
Oh, gosh. That's a regular season Eli versus I certainly have wonderful, happy memories of postseason Eli, two specific postseasons. I think we talked a little bit earlier in terms of him and the rest of the offense. Can he raise the level of the other players, or is it a situation where he's going to really depend upon them to get his game going? I think it really is a combination of both. I mean, he has the knowledge, the expertise. I mean, he's very aware of the opponent scheme as well as what we're trying to do offensively. He still has the same poise and resilience and the concentration, mental toughness. It's just a matter, I think, of trying to put it all together in terms of having that consistency in some of the run games, certainly as you get into the playoffs and the weather gets cold and windy and so forth. And us having the type of consistency, and I keep saying that word, but it really is excuse me, as I knocked the podium over, it really is important for us so that we're not in a situation where we're having those setbacks where we're turning the ball over, having those foolish penalties. So I don't know if I answered your question in terms of do I believe, I can't remember, what was it?
Regular season Eli versus postseason Eli.
Who do I like better?
No, you believe there's a difference.
Do I believe there's a difference? I believe he is a great football player. He's someone that we depend upon, and we have all the confidence in the world in him this Sunday and moving forward.
Besides the obvious stuff like crowd noise, what is difficult for an offense when they're on the road?
You mentioned crowd noise is certainly a challenge because you implement the silent count. You have some of these premier rushers that are able to get off on, so to speak, as far as the get a rush on the quarterback and able to, it can be their advantage. I don't know if there's any, that's probably the biggest one because it's not just the count, but also the communication that takes place. Everyone likes to talk about as far as the snap count, but particularly in our offense, there's an awful lot of both visual and verbal communication that has to take place, and guys have to really ratchet up their focus in terms of, you know, being able not just to hear, because that can certainly be a challenge, but also to see some of the signals. So communication along the same lines, not just with the snap count, is probably the biggest challenge. I don't know if there's any really other tangible or measurable differences. I mean, it's still a football field that's, you know, 53 and a third yards wide and 100 yards long, and you know, whether it's grass, artificial surface, I really couldn't say. I know some teams have some much bigger coaches' locker rooms than some stadiums, but I probably don't want to waste their time with that. But as far as the players and the game itself, communication, probably the biggest issue.
Mike, when we, and I'll put myself on that list for sure, ask you critical questions about the offense or are critical of the offense, not living up to its potential, does part of you want to say, hey, we're going to the playoffs, we have 10 wins, or do you understand the idea and the questions based on the talent you have about this offense really not being as explosive?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. It would be the latter. I'm going to try to do a better job answering this question than that last one.
Okay.
I absolutely feel that there are things that are frustrating to all of us as coaches. The players are frustrated because we do see, as we really dig deep and you sit in this room and we look at the tape and we go in the individual meeting rooms and you sit there and you see where we're so close. And again, hate to keep saying that as well, but we do sincerely feel that way, and we've seen those instances when we can be that type of an offense. And so it's a frustration, but it's a healthy frustration because it's not one where there's desperation, oh, woe is us, what are we going to do? It's more of a, hey, you know what? We have it. Let's just keep grinding. Let's just keep scratching, clawing, fighting, and we're going to, you know, it's going to come. And the important thing is we're in that position where now the stakes are going to be very, very high, and certainly there's the room for error is not very great, but we are optimistic, and we're, like I said, I want to make sure it comes across as a positive frustration. You know, we know that there's potential there. We're working hard to get it fixed, and we're excited about the opportunity.